Burnout by Marcia Muller, narrated by Laura Hicks.
Tuesday, October 23rd. I sat on the bluff's edge, facing southeast, where a newly risen full moon cast a shimmery path over the waters of Tufa Lake. To my right, the towering peaks of Yosemite had disappeared into purple darkness. Here in the high desert, the evening cooled quickly this time of year, but I'd prepared for it, appropriating a shearling jacket several sizes too big for me from the closet at the ranch house, as I'd appropriated it every night since I'd come up here from the city 10 days ago. Behind me, my husband High's 20-year-old horse Learjet, an ironic name for the red dun gelding which had never willingly picked up the pace in its life, whickered. I hadn't ridden a horse in more than a decade. Pretty much disliked the creatures, in fact. Learjet was big, about 15 hands and 1,200 pounds, with a white star on his forehead and a white snip on his nose. He didn't like me any more than I liked him. Every chance he got, he'd lean hard on me, try to stomp my feet, bare his yellow teeth, and snort. I wasn't riding the creature for pleasure, but in response to a challenge from High's ranch manager, Ramon Perez, who lived on the property and tended Learjet and the small herd of sheep High kept. I sat watching the water as the moon rose higher, no longer visible by night or day, were the brownish-white towers of calcified vegetation, tufa, that gave the lake its name. Years ago, the siphoning off of feeder streams for drought-stricken Southern California had caused the lake's level gradually to sink and reveal the underwater towers, the brine shrimp that inhabited it, and the